And now to Las Vegas, where O.J. Simpson is charged with nearly a dozen felonies, all a result of his alleged armed robbery of some sports memorabilia dealers. Yesterday, Simpson made bail and left the jail in a gray sedan. As news cameras followed his every move, it was eerily reminiscent of another Simpson journey in a white Bronco. NPR's Madeline Del Barco reports.
O.J. Simpson's latest troubles have a ring of familiarity. There he was, back in court, facing charges that could send him to jail for life. And outside, news helicopters buzzed overhead as O.J. walked out of the jailhouse and into the frenzy.
O.J.! He's right there! Touchdown!
Some folks like Jake Bird traveled from Los Angeles to support Simpson, but others see his latest arrest as payback for beating the double murder rap 13 years ago. The murder trial caused a media circus. So did a civil lawsuit that followed. Now it's happening all over again, says veteran CBS newsman Steve Futterman.
So does this remind you of anything?
The old Yogi Berra line, deja vu all over again. Yeah, OJ3 we've been calling it.
Like Simpson's earlier troubles, the incident in Las Vegas is stirring a passionate debate like this one outside the courthouse.
Do you agree that he was set up?
Yeah.
Where? Here?
Here.
No. There's no way.
The tape recorder.
I tell you what,
the tape recorder was his own.
But Simpson's lawyer, Yale Galanter, cautioned the public to reserve judgment until after all the facts of the case are heard.
I mean, there isn't a place on the planet that Mr. Simpson could go when somebody wouldn't recognize him or know who he was. The truth of the matter is that despite his past and public opinion about his past, he is not a flight risk and he is not a danger to the community.
The judge ordered O.J. Simpson not to leave the country and his lawyer ordered him not to talk to the press. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Las Vegas.